This is episode 2008 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. How are you doing? You know, there are so many other things you could be doing at this moment, but here you are. You are taking some time to give yourself more peace, more energy, and more clarity. And sometimes it's hard to find clarity in these times of uncertainty. One thing is certain, and that is that you can manage your reaction to stress. And that's what this week's series is all about, as we continue to explore a different breathing technique each day this week. I'll still continue to share with you the day's usual meditation technique. This is being recorded for a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I share a mudra with you. I'll be sharing with you not only the mudra, but also a breathing technique. The breathing technique I'll be sharing with you today is an important one, especially if you notice yourself more anxious these days, or if you have a tendency to experience anxiety or fear. And I want to share with you some insight from an article by Christopher André in the Scientific American. It's titled, "Proper Breathing Brings Better Health." And I shared some insight from this article with you earlier in the week. Well, as I explored this article a little more, it's an excellent article. I recommend you read if you're interested in how breathing techniques can help you manage your physiology as well as your psychology. In the article, there's research about what is referred to as cardiac coherence. This is a popular technique to help reduce anxiety. And what it does is it helps to coordinate your breath, the rate you're breathing at, with your heart rate, slowing and steadying breathing to slow and stabilize your heartbeat. And this is a method that was developed to help understand how slow, deep breathing increases the activity of the vagus nerve. This nerve brings information of the inner organs to the brain. I've shared with you in the past about your vagus nerve, and when you tone your vagus nerve, it can help to improve the performance of many important organs in your body, including your heart and your lungs and your intestinal function. The vagus nerve is a long nerve that stretches from your brainstem all the way down into your abdominal area, and it impacts many of your major organs. When you tone your vagus nerve through breathing, it is considered to help slow your heart rate, helping you to calm down your nervous system and reduce anxiety. There's still ongoing research, but you can do a little experiment on yourself just to test out how your breath impacts your emotional state and calms your heart rate. If you think about when you're frightened or you're very anxious, you'll notice that you're breathing high up in your lungs and your breath is coming out at a rapid pace. You may even notice yourself speak rapidly, where your words seem to tumble out of your mouth. When you breathe deeply, engaging your full diaphragm, and you feel your abdomen rise gently upward as you inhale and sink back downward as you exhale, just as you did in an earlier episode of this week's series. You did a full belly breath. That was the first series in this episode. When you give yourself a full, deep diaphragmatic breath, you'll notice that your breathing slows down because you're oxygenating your body so much better than if you're breathing shallowly as when you're anxious. And you feel calmer, your heart rate slows down. There is power in your breath. So in today's episode, I'll share with you a breathing technique that can help to tone this vagus nerve. You can do this by extending out your exhale a little bit longer than your inhale. So for today's breathing technique, you will breathe in, inhaling through your nose gently for the count of four, just as you did in a previous episode. And then you will hold your breath to the count of four. And then as you exhale through your nose, evenly and gently, you will extend the exhale to the count of six. Now, if this is a little too much for you, then shorten the count. So you might inhale to the count of two, hold your breath for the count of two, and then exhale for the count of four. Do what feels best for you. If you feel lightheaded or dizzy at any time, make sure that you resume your natural breath. Or you could even do this lying down with your hand on your stomach and really develop your breath. Honor yourself. Start out slowly, and then over time, over several weeks, build up to holding your breath for longer durations of time. And if you have any heart problems, make sure that you check with a physician before you do any breathing techniques. Be very careful when you hold your breath if you have any heart issues. So that is your breathing technique for today, and I'll guide you through a round of it. I also want to share with you your regular technique for every Wednesday, and that is the mudra. Now, you can hold this mudra as you do the breathing technique. This is a mudra that will help to uplift your thoughts, and it will help bring clarity. So this is a great technique to do whether you are meditating or whether you're going about your day. Maybe do it during your breathing break, your challenge for this week to give yourself a breathing break. I hope you are enjoying your challenge as you pause throughout your day. Notice how you're feeling and do your favorite, most effective breathing technique. The mudra for this week's series is called the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. It's a simple mudra you can do. To do it, you're going to hold your hands intertwined together right at your chest, or you can place them in your lap. And as your fingers are intertwined, clasped in front of you, extend your two index fingers upward. They'll be touching each other. And then take your left thumb and place it over your right thumb. This mudra, again, helps to bring clarity and to uplift your thoughts. So you are all set now. You have your mudra. You can check my Instagram account, the Sip and Om Instagram account, to see how you do the mudra. And as always, there is the slowdown guide and the journal, which are free to you, on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks free. It gives you access to over 2,000 half-hour guided meditations. So as you settle yourself down, let me guide you now through this week's breathing technique to strengthen and tone your vagus nerve. Sitting up straight, your eyes closed, gently uplift your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This is going to keep your thoughts uplifted. Now you will inhale to the count of four through your nose. Hold your breath to the count of four. And as you exhale, you'll exhale to the count of six. Or you can switch this up to your own pace. Do what feels right for you. So now inhale, one, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now do this technique on your own now for several more times and know that you are so worth slowing down for.